man explained. "Then you won't mind taking a breathalyzer test, will you?"
"Hey, wait a minute. I told you I haven't been drinking. Why waste the taxpayers' money?"
Their conversation continued as a medical team clustered around Patrick, motionless on an examining table, bristling with tubes and sensors. Outside, following the blue neon emergency arrows, Maddie drove up near the entrance and parked as close as she could. She and the boys raced through the automatic doors and up to the desk, anxious and out of breath.
"My husband's Patrick Doherty. I got a call saying there'd been an accident."
"I'll find out where he is," a nurse behind the desk answered. "Just a minute."
She scanned a computer screen, tapped a few strokes, read something, then tapped again.
"Hurry, please," Maddie said.
Eyes still on the screen, the nurse waved her hand in a don't-worry-about-it way. Maddie fidgeted nervously, shifting her weight, tapping her fingers on the counter. The boys watched in silence.
"He's in surgery, ma'am," the nurse reported, her voice emotionless.
"What's wrong with him? How bad is he hurt?"
Her voice was getting louder as she felt the panic rising.
"This is all the information I have, ma'am. I'll notify the doctor that you're here, and he'll be with you as soon as he can."
She was about to say, "I want to know something now,"
when the entrance door slid open and her mother marched briskly in, moving fast despite her ample figure, dressed in pajamas, sequin slippers, and a bathrobe printed with pink cabbage roses. Her hair, strawberry blonde mixed with gray, was in rollers, each one wrapped in toilet paper, which made them easier to sleep on. The spectacle startled Maddie so much that she forgot for a moment how mad and afraid she was.
"Mother," she squeaked, "the least you could have done was take the toilet paper off your head."
"Who cares about toilet paper?" her mother declared.
"How's Patrick?"
"I don't know. They won't tell me anything."
"Come over here and sit down."
She herded her daughter and grandsons to an empty row of chairs in the waiting area. The two women sat down while the boys stood in front of them, guided into place by their grandmother's steady hands.
"Let's pray," she said.
They all nodded. Of course, that would be the first thing she'd think to do. As they bowed their heads, a policeman walked into the room carrying a small box.
"Is there a Mrs. Doherty here?" he asked.
"Here."
Maddie jumped to her feet.
"I'm Maddie Doherty."
He motioned her over to where he was standing so the two of them could talk in relative privacy.
"I'm sorry about your husband. These are his personal belongings. We recovered at the scene before they towed his truck."
He held up the box. Maddie held her hands out reflexively and took the box.
"What happened?"
"Your husband was in a head-on..."